Welcome to the Men's Power Connect, where our mission is to equip, engage, and empower men in life and leadership. We hope that the information that we share is value added. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and our website, menspowerconnect.com. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. And we believe in iron sharpening iron. Let's go. What's up, guys, and welcome to the Men's Power Connect. My name is Carlos Green, and I have here my co-host, Coach Stan Maddox. And we are so excited about this episode of The Maximized Man. And just the vision of the Men's Power Connect is so that we can equip, engage, and empower men to be their best in life and leadership. And I believe taking care of your body is paramount in making sure that we're leading well, we're influencing well, we're doing all of those things. And so this episode here with The Maximized Man is Be Your Own PCP. So I'm going to stop right there and turn it over to my co-host so that he can introduce himself and the company that he runs also.
Hello, gentlemen. Great to see you again and talk to you again. Carlos, thank you for introducing me. Again, my name is Coach Stan Maddox. I'm the executive director for the Rehab and Beyond Foundation. And to give you our mission at the Rehab and Beyond Foundation, is our mission is to provide free therapy to the low-income, uninsured or underinsured stroke and brain injury survivors in the state of Georgia, regardless of circumstances. Ready to get started and happy to be here, guys.
I love it. And I tell you, we wanted to do this series here because we see that there are so many things that we can do as men to make sure that we are reversing some of the statistics that we are, that they put out about BIPOC, men of color, and just men in general, of what we can do to take care of and steward our bodies well. And I'm hoping that you will take away at least one or two things that you can do in your life to make sure that you are being a leader in not only your family, but also in your community as well when it comes to healthcare.
Absolutely.
And so I wanted to start off with a scripture, a couple of scriptures here that I wanted to read to you all that I believe holds us accountable for stewarding our bodies well. And the first scripture I'm going to go to is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. The only way that we can really do good works is when we steward our bodies well, when we have the mindset, the heart set, and the life set to be able to maximize this temple that God has given us. The next scripture is coming from Psalms 139:14. It says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." We were specifically designed with God's image in mind, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So we have the responsibility of making sure that the Creator, that we're giving him back his due, and we want to leave this earth better than when we were born. So we have to make sure that we're taking care of our bodies because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that just kind of gives us some biblical foundation for this particular episode in The Maximized Man called Be Your Own PCP. Coach Dan Maddox, I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about what does it mean to be your own PCP? Really, what does PCP mean?
Sure, absolutely. So the acronym PCP in the health realm is primary care physician. That's what the normal acronym for PCP would mean. But gentlemen, I like to use it as PCP, meaning primary care person. Mm-hmm. You should be the primary care person yourself. What do I mean by that? Okay, so let's say, for instance, your vehicle, your automobile. We know that on the dashboard, you know, you're going to have all, as soon as you turn the ignition on, right before you crank up the car, you turn it on, you're going to see all the lights, the check engine light, the check oil light, the check antifreeze, heating, cooling, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You have all those lights on the front of that dash, when you just turn the knob to where the AC, to where the power is on before you start it up. So you know all the lights are working, et cetera. So if you're on the road, if you're on the road with your family, you know that if one of those lights pop up, okay, we need to check something. Mm-hmm. This is something that we have available on our vehicles on a daily basis. So what are some of the things that we can do to be able to check our own selves, to be our own primary care person? Because we should be able to know what our blood pressure is on a daily basis.
Yes.
Our glucose levels, which is our blood sugar levels. We should be able to know what our BMI is, which is our body mass index. Yes. We should be able to know what our fat percentage is. Mm-hmm. We should be able to know what our weight is. Gentlemen, these are things that we can be able to monitor or measure at the house. You don't have to go to your doctor's appointment to do that, which typically you're going to have a doctor's appointment, I don't know, maybe every 6 months or something like that. But this is something that you can check every single day. So it's like if you're driving your car, that check oil light comes on. You're not going to just wait till you get to your mechanic 6 months later, right? Because if you wait 6 months later driving that car with that oil light on, the engine's going to break. So we need to look at us being able to take care of ourselves in that manner as well. What are my numbers? Where am I? How's my body doing? And I like for us to talk about
this. But your body, though, now I'm just going to say, your body, when you talk about a check engine light or that yellow light comes on, your body will give you signs and signals when it is not performing at its best.
Sure.
Whether you're not feeling well, or sometimes if you're urinating, things are not coming out the way that they should be coming out, or they're not the right color that they should be coming out, or you develop a cough. It could be anything that your body is saying, hey, pay attention. The yellow light is on. The red light is on. What are you going to do about it?
But sometimes there are what they call silent conditions.
Yes.
Guys, you can just be going your day, just doing what you do, work, taking care of the family, taking care of all of your responsibilities, and you might not know that something internally is going on.
That's true. That's true.
Your blood pressure might be high. Your blood sugar levels might be high or not where they need to be. There are some situations where you don't know. Now, mind you, Carlos, you are right. When it gets to a certain state with certain conditions, yeah, you'll know. You're like, hey, I'm just not feeling well. But there are those silent conditions that we need to be very mindful of as well.
I agree with you. So let's give some context for our listeners or for the audience here about where are health statistics and the leading causes of death for particularly men of color, Black males, and then we'll go from there to say, how can we actually reverse some of those statistics?
Absolutely. Gentlemen, according to verywellhealth.com, these are black male health statistics. Statistically speaking, Black men live 7 years less than men of other racial groups. Mm. They also have higher death rates than Black women for all leading causes of death. Black men have a higher incident and a higher rate of death from oral cancer and have a much higher risk of developing HIV/AIDS in their lifetime. Also want to continue to read some other statistics here as well, other health statistics. 44% of Black men are considered overweight. 37.5% are obese.
Wow.
Black men suffer more preventative oral diseases that are treatable. Black men have a higher incidence of diabetes and prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. Black men have a high suicide rate. It's the third leading cause of death in 15 to 24 year olds.
Okay, so can you expand on it? Let's just have a conversation about 44% of Black males are considered overweight. And this is a statistic that growing up, you just never heard in our community. That last one where you said Black men have a high suicide rate, the third leading cause of death in 15 to 24 year olds. And I know on previous episodes, if we go back to that first statistic, you said 44% of Black men are considered overweight. And I know with your story, you grew up with being heavier than you are now. But there were probably some reasons why you were heavy at that point. Just eating. I would love for you to expand on that.
Absolutely. You know, man, if you're from the South, I don't know how it is up north, but I can just kind of speak of how it is growing up in Georgia, growing up in the South. As a male, mm-hmm. if you're at a family gathering, a family get together, the way you show your dominance, your alpha spirit is by having a big plate of food. You have to go in there and you have to load that plate up and you have to make sure you eat all of it. You can't come in there eating like a quote unquote bird is what it's called. Eating like a bird.
Yes.
You know, and you would actually get teased. You would get, you know, they would kid at you if your plate was small or you're being mindful of what you put in your body. You got to load it up. You got to eat everything that grandma and auntie them and mama them cook. You got to eat all that food.
That's right.
And you got to finish that plate. And you got to get a second.
You got to get a second.
And you got to take one with you too.
And you got to get dessert.
Flat out. That's how it is. There's another term that says if you knew better, you do better. Mm-hmm. And gentlemen, what me and Carlos are focusing on doing here today is to give you information on how we can do better.
Yes.
You have to be mindful of what you're putting in your body. Food consumption is very important. Food consumption stems to so many chronic illnesses that we deal with now. We're talking about strokes, high blood pressure, diabetes, things of that nature. And this is from us piling up those plates over the years. Mm. So, yeah. So as far as a statistic, as far as 44% of our Black males, you know, being obese, that's one of the reasons why, because that has not been something that we focused on. We focused on eating more and not being mindful of our food consumption.
And then what we're eating as well. So we're eating. I can just remember when I would go to functions. This was early on. I would go to functions because I consider myself a pescavegan. I probably made up that term, but my wife and I, we only eat seafood and we eat little to no dairy at all. So when we go to these functions, people get astounded that me as a Black male, I don't eat fried chicken, right? Or I don't eat the pork chops, and I don't eat any kind of meat that's like fried and things like that. And I'm just, with my health issues that I've had in the past, it's best for me not to consume those items and consume items that are going to give me life. Not just so I can live a long life, but so I can live a healthy life. And so I do eat, not like a bird, but I'm very mindful of what I eat. And then plus on top of that, this guy next to me is always on my case about what are you eating and how are you exercising? So that's good to have that accountability as well. So when I go to these events, at least I can walk around, I can run. I just have a different frame of mind and physicality as I'm actually walking through life, and I enjoy that space. So just that obesity and being overweight, I think those are things that we can do to prevent that, or we can lose the weight, and that will solve a lot of our healthcare issues, even just by losing the weight, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that physicians that determine whether or not you're pre-diabetic is they measure your stomach, your waist circumference. Mm. So if you're obese, and
so that's what they do. They will measure.
They measure your
stomach, your circumference, exactly. Of your stomach.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what deems you being pre-diabetic. 100%.
I did not know that.
Sure. Absolutely. So guys, I mean, even with that should be something that you should be mindful of. Mm-hmm. And if you want to just take this information to test it on your physician, please, by all means, please do that.
Please do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But one thing I'll say is we're men now. So the peer pressure aspect of it should be kind of null and void. You know, I have an 8-year-old son. Mm. So of course, you know, with him being in school and stuff like that, yeah, right. He might succumb to some form of peer pressure, but you know, we're all grown men here. Your main focus should be the health of yourself and making sure that you take care of yourself. So even when you're at get-togethers with your buddies, with relatives, etc., you can care less what people think you have on your food, and it should not, you know, be a moment to where you're berated mm-hmm. for being mindful of what you're putting in your body. Because now, with watching this podcast, you have the information.
Right.
So going back to if you knew better, you do better. So now you have the know. So at this point, yeah, you know, you have to make a change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would say then, moving on to that last statistic that we have, that Black men have a high suicide rate. It's the third leading cause of death in 15 to 24 year olds. I would say that that has been exacerbated by the pandemic that we went through, and the lack of identity that we have, and the lack of community that's there to support us. And that to me is a sad statistic, that it's the third leading cause of death for Black men ages 15 to 24 year old. And I'm just making the call out that if you can support and encourage and inspire men in that space, because a lot of men may not have their fathers at home with them, or may be estranged from their fathers, or may not have the level of community and accountability that they need just to make sure that their identities are affirmed. And people in that age group, I remember being that age, even though it's been years ago, I remember being at that age trying to figure out not only what I wanted to do, but who I was. And I did have peer pressure, or trying to keep up with my friends or other people that were going through something. And that can really have a psychological impact on what you think about who you are. Am I good enough? Having imposter syndrome, should I be here at this table? All of those that could play a role in how you feel about yourself. And I just want to make sure that, and that's been one of the missions of the Men's Power Connect, is just to make sure that we're reaching back and reaching out to those men so that they can really have an assured identity of who they are.
And I want to add to this,
please,
to what you're saying as well, Carlos. What I feel would lower the percentage of these young men, you know, having suicide thoughts, things of that nature, is, hey, listen, exercise. Men, these young guys, and us as men, all of us, you need to lift weights,
mm-hmm.
you know, run, etc. Take care of your body. That gives you a level of confidence.
Yes.
If you have a level of confidence, then now we can start to kind of minimize
the
situations with, you know, peer pressure issues, or having that imposter syndrome, or people feeling a certain way about you because you're like, hey, you have pride in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take care of myself. I'm a strong person. I'm a strong man, or young man, etc. I'm not just letting myself go, because again, you're talking about the age of 15
to 20
years, 24. You know, at that age, people can be cruel. Well, people can be cruel at every age, but I mean,
that's cruel, from high school through college.
Exactly.
That's the age frame to where we are probably most vulnerable,
exactly,
in our identities.
And you have a lot of people that are very insecure. So they might throw some stuff off on you because it makes them feel better. So if you're not looking as best as you could physically, or you're not in the best shape, or you're not active, things of that nature, that can have a bearing on it, you know, because now they have, you know, a target of what they can probably criticize you about, etc. Mm. So I recommend, hey, you know, take care of yourself, push up, lift weights, get involved in some type of sports, you know, combat sports, any other kind of sports, running, exercising, you know, pretty much moving your body, because when you exercise, your body releases endorphins that are antidepressants.
Yes.
So, and that's without the medication.
Come on.
So, you know, guys, yeah, definitely take this to heart. And again, we have some men here that are listening between the age of 15 and 24. Please take that to heart. And guys, if you have some sons or nephews, et cetera, pass this information on to them. You have to get active. Don't just sit at the house playing the video games, et cetera. You can play every now and then, but then get out there and get active, get about it.
Mm.
That changes who you are. It changes your mindset.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I love that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Then I want to transition into the leading causes of death among Black males or BIPOCs at this point. And I think this is going to be astounding, not surprising, and for the most part, reversible.
Sure.
Coach Maddox.
Thank you, sir. According to the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control, heart disease, 23.7% of total deaths.
Wow.
Cancer, 20.2% of deaths. Unintentional injuries, 7.9% of deaths, 7.9%. Homicide, 5.0%. Stroke, 4.9%. Which also with stroke, because, you know, I actually service a lot of stroke survivors, is the fifth leading cause of death and the number one cause of disabilities here in the United States.
The number one cause of disability. The number one is cause stroke. Of
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is.
Wow.
And then the final one,
yes,
diabetes, 4.3%. And again, this is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The following statistics, what I just gave you, leading causes of death of Black men. And this was dated back in 2019.
All right. So that's about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Which is, I'm looking at these statistics yesterday. Right. Right. So we'll count. We'll leave those pandemic years alone. Right. So I'm looking at these causes of death, which is heart disease, cancer, injuries, homicide, stroke, and diabetes. Outside of the unintentional injuries, right? Well, even those, most of these can be preventable. Yes. What we eat, exercise that we have, that we can really be our own PCP in every, pretty much in every one of these.
Absolutely.
To lower our, to lower the chances of us experiencing one of these. In our pre-production meeting, you had said something regarding stroke that I thought was pretty eye-opening or discovery for me. You talked about, we're here in Georgia. You talked about Georgia and what it is. And I don't want to steal the thunder from you, but can you talk through that?
Absolutely. There are governmental health experts that have deemed Georgia as one of the stroke belt or stroke alley states in the United States. Now, basically what this means is in our state, we have the highest occurrences of strokes of any other states outside of the southeastern region in the United States.
Okay. So it's like a tornado coming through here and wreaking havoc and devastation on us as men and our families. And these are things that we can do to prevent. There are things that we can do to prevent this tornado from coming through here when it comes to strokes.
Absolutely.
And the impact, I'm not sure if people understand the impacts, and you work with it every day because of rehab and beyond, the impact that it has on us physically, psychologically, mentally, and financially can be devastating. And you see it every day.
Absolutely. I'm the case manager at our facility at the Rehab and Beyond Foundation, and I have an opportunity to connect with multiple families on so different health issues, et cetera, concerning stroke or TBI, which is traumatic brain injury. And so what generally happens, and I spoke about this a little bit earlier, stroke is the number one cause of adult disability here in the United States. So, gentlemen, I want to say this real quick. I want to kind of give you this scenario. One of our primal instincts as a man, if you're a husband, if you're a father, if you're both, if you're neither, maybe you're a brother, a big brother, or uncle, etc., whatever placement you are and you have in society, one of our primal instincts is to protect. We protect. We provide. We have other particular primal instincts that we have, one of which to protect. So I'll give you a scenario. Say if you have a wife and you have a family like I do. One of your instincts is to protect. So yeah. So and guys, we know if you have a situation, 12 o'clock at night, something goes bump in the house. Of course, you're gonna get up and look, find out what's going on. You're not gonna send your wife to go do it or your kids, etc. It's your job to protect. If your daughter has a flat tire, you're speeding over there to make sure you change that tire.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make sure that your family is protected in all aspects. Well, I'm going to give you a scenario. Guys, if you're just piling any type of foods into your body and not concerned about your health, what if you have a stroke? If you have a stroke, you have the potential of now you're in a wheelchair. But you may be disabled. If you're disabled, now you can't work. Now you're at a position where your wife and your kids, they're going to have to pretty much they're going to have to take over the king's scepter, I would say that. They've got to take over those responsibilities, because the responsibilities have to be taken care of. And now on top of the responsibilities that you would normally have to take care of, they got to take care of you. So we should always think of our family's protection, even when we're putting stuff in our, putting food in our body, because we need to make sure that we're taken care of health wise. We have to be strong. We have to be, you know, as much as we can, we have to be as self-sufficient as we can to be able to provide that same protection and care for our family. So we don't really have the option to just put anything in our bodies and not be mindful of our health, blood pressure, you know, blood sugar levels, et cetera. All those things, we should be able to know this, because we want to make sure that, hey, something goes bump in the night, we want to be there to rock and roll and take care of our families. That's right.
I would love to tell the story with this cancer space. It's the second leading causes of death with us, and then transition then into things that we can do to help prevent some of these diseases from having it or causes of death. So I am a survivor of prostate cancer. We caught it early years ago, stage one, active surveillance, walking through that whole process, but then had to go through some treatment to make that happen. But I was very concerned about making sure that I stayed on top of that, changing my diet, exercising, even when I didn't feel like it, going through radiation. But my primary care physician, my urologist, says, hey, you're going to go through these treatments, but if you can eat right and you can exercise, even when you don't feel like it, it would be in your best interest to make sure your body is as strong and as healthy as possible to make sure that you can fight off this cancer. And, you know, prostate cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer, or one of the leading cancers, especially in Black men. And getting it diagnosed early on, that's why you go and get your annual physicals every year, to just make sure that if it does crop up, it has not metastasized to go to stage four and get in your bones, get in your blood, and it really becomes, it could become a fatal issue for you. So walking through that, walking through my journey there has been, I would say, a godsend for me to just make sure that I caught it early, but taking care of my body to the maximum. Now, I've had a couple of friends, especially one in particular, who did not have health care, who did not have a job, and had prostate cancer, and it metastasized, went to stage four, got in their bones, and for a couple of years, just had to live with that by taking Tylenol, because again, he had not caught it early, he did not have a job, and he did not have health insurance. And so unfortunately, my friend, who was a great guy, life-giving guy, but just had not been in a position that he could take care of himself, and passed away from it. And these are all preventable diseases that if we're caught them, if we catch it in time, and we do have health care, we do make sure that we're going and get our annual physicals, and we're being pretty assertive with our primary care physician, because we're our primary care person, to make sure that we are taking care of our bodies. These are things that we can do to prevent it. From happening.
Okay. Absolutely.
So if we walk into that, what are some of the things that we can do to make sure that we are our own primary care person?
Absolutely. Well, guys, in addition to the information that Carlos gave, here's some things that you can do yourself personally. You know, we're in the age where we have Amazon, we can buy a lot of different things online, or you can just go right into a lot of our stores, the Walmarts, the Walgreens, CVS, et cetera. There's so many places you can just walk in, and the things that are about the name, you can just go buy them. So, gentlemen, you can actually go and buy a blood pressure measurer, a blood pressure machine. It's a cup you can buy. You put you a few AA batteries in it. You actually cuff it to your arm. Same thing as you would do as if you were going to get a checkup, you know, at your physician, and you can check your blood pressure on a daily basis. Those things cost about $40 or less. You can buy them on Amazon. You can have, they're there as well. Now, I will tell you this. The best readings, or the readings for that blood pressure, just to let you guys know, it's going to be 120 over 80. That's the sweet spot that you want to have. That's that norm. Now, generally what happens is once you buy one of these machines, they're going to have a chart in there that's going to let you know if your blood pressure is too high or too low, et cetera. So at that way you can actually monitor that's your good. Blood pressure and know exactly where you are.
I love it.
Another machine that you can buy is called a glucose monitor, right? And this is a blood sugar level monitor. This device, you can actually, you can prick your finger and they have tabs for your blood. You can put it inserted into this little small electronic device and it can let you know what your numbers are, what your blood sugar level numbers are. Now, mind you, the normal blood sugar level should be anywhere between 90 and 120.
Okay.
Those are the good numbers, right?
So good numbers, 90 higher. And 120.
Exactly. So if it's over 120, it's too high. Lower than 90, it's too low. So it kind of gives you an idea of where your sweet spot is. That device is very inexpensive too. I want to say you can probably find them under $40 as well.
Okay.
So on Amazon, you can go and find them at any CVS, Walgreens, etc. Any store you can buy them. These are over the counter devices. You don't have to get a prescription for these things, guys. Also, you can, of course, you want to get you a scale. Know where your weight is.
Yes.
They also have a device that's called a BMI and fat percentage.
Okay, so measure. That scale.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, I want to get back to it. Yes, sir, please.
When I first started this journey years ago, I was like, I hate getting on a scale every day because it reminds me of where I am not. But the more I got on the scale, the more disciplined I became. And the more intentional I became because I knew I needed to drop some weight. And so getting on the scale, my mindset changed from I don't want to get on the scale to like I need to get on the scale because I want to know where I am and make sure that I'm doing the right things in my sleeping, in my diet, in my exercise, diet, exercise, sleep, and my meditation, just make sure that I am pushing toward becoming that maximized man in every area. So I don't mind getting on the scale because it gives me the gauge of where I am, especially in just in my body weight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, just like we're checking our cars, if it makes you feel better, act as if your body is your
car.
Woo. We're going to keep our cars clean. We're going to make sure the levels are there, oil, yes. gas, et cetera. The tires are good battery, et cetera, belts, everything. So you can act as if your body is your car.
And your body is not a hoopty.
No.
It is not a hoopty. So
we're riding.
Name it, right?
In luxury vehicles.
Exactly.
Good, reliable vehicles.
Exactly.
This vehicle has to carry your whole family.
Come on now.
You know, that's another good metaphor.
It is.
The vehicle has to carry your whole family. So you got to take care of it. You're headed to a trip, you know, on vacation, 18 hours away. So look at it that way.
Come on.
You know. Also, I want to make sure we cover this BMI and also fat percentage monitor. Those are combined. You can find that they have handhelds that do that. A lot of times you can buy a scale and it's in combination with measuring your weight as well.
Mm-hmm.
So these things that you can buy over the counter, you can have them tomorrow, guys. And that way you can know where your numbers are. Knowing your numbers is the best way to go. So if something's stressing you out, if you're eating a certain food and you see that your numbers change, you go, oh, okay, well, I don't need to do that anymore. You know, you'll know where you are. Mm-hmm. So again, that is a big part of being your own PCP, your own primary care person.
Can I just give you one more way that I actually do my daily routine? And sure. We didn't even talk about this, but I try to take my meds every day. And did I tell you about that? I don't know if I did or not.
No, please give me the acronym. Please,
okay.
Sir.
The meds are MEDS, and it means meditation, exercise, diet, and sleep. Every day I try to do that. So my meds, I'm meditating, I'm studying my scripture, I'm praying, I'm doing all of that to get my mindset right and my heart set right. Then I'm exercising, which Coach Dan Maddox said, you got to move. Every day, I'm trying to move every day, not only cardio, but I've incorporated weight training into that just to continue to build my body mass and my muscles. So exercise every day. Then my diet, I am watching what I am eating every day. Now, in moderation, I am not strict, but like I said, I am a pescavegan. So I am conscientious of what I'm eating on a daily basis. And then the last thing, which is very important as well, is my sleep. So I am determined to get my 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night so that I can perform at my highest every day. And so I take my meds every day and I take them very serious. And people that are around me long enough to say, okay, Carlos, you got your 7 hours in last night? Yes, I did, because I want to be at my best today. So that's, I would just encourage, that's very simple, to just take your meds every single day. I didn't come up with that. Someone else did. So I'm giving them their kudos and that, their recognition in that. But it's something that was very easy for me to incorporate into my life on a daily basis.
Great point. Great point.
Right? Yeah. Good. So I hope you all, like we said right at the beginning of this podcast, that you take away at least one or two things that you can start to incorporate into your life so that you can be your own PCP, your primary care person. Any closing remarks that you have, Stan?
Guys, continue to chime into our podcast, because we're going to be talking about what Carlos spoke about a little bit earlier as far as weight training and exercise and the benefits and the importance of them as well. So we'll kind of get into that in more in depth, let's say it that way. So stay with us, continue to follow us.
Yes.
And look forward to seeing you on the next one, guys.
All right, then. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Men's Power Connect. We hope you've been inspired and informed. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to our podcast as well as our YouTube channel. We believe in living a life that glorifies God and serving others. Go out and encourage another brother. Peace.